going to play you a little song, but it's about humility, and I now realise that I didn't check the battery in its flat, so I can't play it. So thank you, Lord, for that one. That's a good way of starting and understanding what humility is all about, isn't it? But you see, that's the thing about humility. It is something that is important for all of us. Because we're called to be humble people. And it's not easy. The song, by the way, is by a chap by the name of Willie Nelson. And it's called, Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble When You're Perfect in Every Way. If you haven't heard it, it's well worth listening to. Come back at 6 o'clock, you'll hear it then. So, humility is important, but it's not always easy. Because we live in a world that's kind of countercultural to that. You're meant to be a star, you know? How many of our little children that have just gone out to little church, how many of those will be told today how fantastic they are, how great they are? And of course, that's good to tell them that, to boost them, of course. But humility is often seen in our world as a weakness, you know? Because it's the rich and the powerful who parade themselves. I mean, I don't watch TikTok, but those of you who do might be able to tell me whether there are many things on there about humility. I suspect there aren't many bits on TikTok about that. And certainly on Facebook, when you see people's holidays, there's not a great deal of humility there either. And certainly in those great years that have gone, where people used to write lovely letters at Christmas about how their family were doing, there's no humility in those because everyone's family is doing fantastic. It's been a brilliant year, the best ever, you know. So humility is not particularly popular because it's seen as a sign of weakness. But actually, it's completely the opposite. Humility is about real strength. The greatest example, of course, is Christ himself. You know? Always doing what the Father wanted, never doing his own will. He was humble in terms of what he did. He was humble in terms of what he allowed to be done to him. He never went around saying, aren't I great, you know? I'm the best thing this world's ever known, which he could quite literally have said and have been totally correct. But he didn't. He didn't come into a big, expensive family. He wasn't rich. He wasn't really particularly famous in his own day, apart from a small mind of followers in his own country. So humility is something that we need because it helps us to change our perspective. See, God does not have favorites, although it can seem that way. God treats everyone as precious. Those of you who are parents and have got more than one child, you know, you may treat them differently, but you treat them equally. You don't have a favorite child. You have children that you love who come with different strengths and weaknesses, and you deal with that in different ways. Even though when they're still young and living at home, they think a lot of it is totally unfair and you're being more kind to one than them. You know, those are always the problems of family life, aren't they? You know, they've got more peas on their plate than I've got, you know, or whatever it happens to be at that particular stage. And we know that while working through that, we grow in love. We grow in acceptance. So how can we try and be humble people? Well, maybe there are ways we could. It strikes me that sometimes we are selective in whom we deal with and how we deal with them. Sometimes we're selective about how well we get on with our neighbours, some of whom we find easier than others. But how about as the winter comes along, and people are starting to worry and fret about fuel poverty. How about inviting your neighbour in for the evening to watch TV in your house so that they don't need to heat their house for 2 or 3 or 4 hours? How about trying to share things in that particular way? How about we look at the way we live our lives and say, if God doesn't have favourites, then we shouldn't have favourites. If God treats us all as individuals, but in slightly different ways, we should do the same. We live in a society with great inequality. And there will be many people over the coming weeks and months who will struggle in different ways. We can sit in our nice insulated houses and ignore it. Or we can try and find ways of helping those who are less fortunate than ourselves. You see, humility is about realizing you're not better than someone else. You may be different. You may have strengths that they don't have, but you've also certainly got weaknesses that they don't have. So, today's gospel is challenging us to think about who we are and what we are. Do we want to live the lie of life is perfect and everything's happy in my little sphere? Or do we have the humility to tell people when we need help and to offer help to others when they need it? Because if we do, that is the path of humility. And that is the path to heaven.